From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Police in northwestern German city of Munster say a man drove a van into a crowd of people outside a popular restaurant Saturday. The German Interior Ministry says at least four people have died and 30 people are injured. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A van drove into a group of people in the western German city of Munster on Saturday, killing several of them. The suspect then took his own life, police said, adding that they weren't looking for anyone else. Police cordoned off the scene while a helicopter circled above.
That was Lucy Fielder reporting. Police have not confirmed this is an attack, although it resembles other terrorist attacks in Germany and France. The Trump administration is moving forward with new sanctions against both companies and individuals. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And that was VOA's Cindy Sain talking about sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. China and the United States have filed complaints against the other with the World Trade Organization. There were more talks of a possible trade war surfacing after U.S. President Trump said he is considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States. In a one-page memo, Sessions urged U.S. attorneys in the border states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas to adopt immediately a zero-tolerance policy for all offenses referred for prosecution under laws that make it a crime to enter the United States without proper documents. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been ordered to serve a prison sentence, said Saturday he will turn himself in to authorities. This comes one day after starting a standoff with police who were ordered to arrest him.
Eu não estou acima da justiça.
That's Lula giving his first speech since his arrest order was issued Thursday, saying, "I am not above justice. If that were the case, I would not have created a political party. I would not have made a revolution in this country." De Silva told supporters he was innocent and was targeted to prevent him from running for president again in October. He did not say when or where he will surrender, but leaders did suggest it will be Saturday. At least 14 people were killed late Friday when a semi-trailer collided with a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team.
We can confirm there are fatalities among the passengers on the bus. There are also a number of serious injuries.
That was the Royal Mounted Police spokesperson. A total of 28 people, including coaches and drivers and the driver, were on the bus at the time of the accident. Afghanistan and Pakistan have jointly urged the Taliban to accept Kabul's unconditional offer of peace talks to help find a political solution to the Afghan conflict. The challenge was issued after crucial day-long discussions between President Ashraf Ghani and visiting Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Haqqan Abbasi. The cabinet ministers and national security advisors of the two countries were in attendance. Palestinian medical workers say Israeli forces killed seven Palestinian protesters Friday as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israel-Gaza border. Gaza's health ministry said the dead included a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. The deaths bring the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fires since last week to at least 27. And we have much more on all these stories that we covered on VOAnews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.